Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here and welcome back to Procrastination Punisher. You know that feeling when you have a million things on your to-do list, but somehow finding the energy to tackle even one feels like climbing Mount Everest. Yeah, I'm right there with you. But listen, the good news is, staying focused doesn't have to be this epic battle against willpower. It's more about understanding your brain and setting yourself up for success. Today, we're diving into my top 5 tips for conquering that procrastination monster and getting things done. Get ready, because these hacks are gonna fire you up. First up, embrace the power of planning. I know, planning can sound like a buzzkill, but hear me out. When you have a clear roadmap of what needs to get done, it takes away that overwhelming feeling of being stuck in a fog. Spend 15 minutes at the start of your day or even the night before jotting down your priorities, break those big tasks into smaller chunks, and bam, you've got a personalized action plan. Think of it like GPS for your brain. It keeps you on track and prevents that dreaded "what do I even do next" spiral. Next up, let's talk environment. Ever noticed how easily distracted you are when your workspace is cluttered or there are notifications popping up every 5 seconds? Create a focus zone. Clear the clutter, silence those notifications seriously, put your phone on DND. And find a space where you can truly concentrate. Maybe it's a cozy corner in your home office, a quiet library nook, or even just a clean desk with good lighting. Number 3, time blocking is your new best friend. This one is all about scheduling specific blocks of time for certain tasks. You know that feeling when you try to cram everything into one giant session? It's exhausting and often unproductive. Instead, carve out dedicated time slots in your day for focused work. Even 25-minute bursts can be surprisingly effective. There are tons of apps and planners that help with this, but even just scribbling it down on a piece of paper works wonders. Now, let's talk about the dreaded distractions. Social media, emails, those random YouTube rabbit holes, they all seem to have a sixth sense for popping up at the worst moments. The key is to be proactive. Set boundaries, use website blockers, or even just physically move away from your devices during focused work sessions. You can always check them later. I promise you won't miss anything earth-shattering in those few hours. And finally, remember to reward yourself. Staying focused is hard work, so celebrate those wins, big and small. Take a short break to enjoy your favorite coffee, listen to a song that gets you pumped, or do your quick meditation session. These little rewards keep you motivated and make the whole process feel less like a chore and more like a journey towards accomplishment. Okay, let's bring it home with a real-world example. Imagine this. You have a big presentation coming up next week and your to-do list feels longer than a CVS receipt. Instead of panicking and trying to cram everything in at the last minute, which we all know never works, you decide to apply these tips. First, you carve out 30 minutes to plan your presentation, breaking it down into manageable chunks like research, outlining, and creating slides. Next, you set up a dedicated workspace clear off your desk, put on some calming music, and silence those pesky notifications. During your focus work sessions, you utilize the time blocking technique, dedicating 25 minutes to each task with short breaks in between. And hey, after finishing a big chunk of your presentation, you treat yourself to a delicious smoothie because progress deserves celebrating. So there you have it, folks, my top 5 tips for staying focused and crushing those goals. Remember, it's all about finding what works best for you, experimenting with different techniques, and celebrating the small wins along the way. Now go out there and own your day. And don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, stay fired up and keep those distractions at bay.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.